end of the day, the table, Tuesday night, and I'll be off some more.
I'm just telling you, she likes your show very much.
It's a very interesting shaila, a very new, this is a very new type of challah board. It doesn't look like a challah board, it's quite hard to see in such a small picture. The challah boards that we're used to seeing is the base has got is wooden and the top has got glass on, which for some reason some people think that you don't need to total them, but someone told me it's been about 13 years that he's had one and he's never remembered totaling them. It's quite clear they need totaling. I remember looking into it, even the ones that come from Eretz Yisrael, which most of them are, apparently the Israelis one, they get the glass from out of Eretz Yisrael. They get from China, who knows where. So, and I've seen in quite a few forums saying that this is the case, even though I'm surprised in Eretz Yisrael, I'm sure they can't get hold of glass, but it seems that they're getting glass from different places. And the halacha is that you have to tovel glass. Glass requires tefillah, and you even make a bracha on glass, even if it's pshuti kli'eitz, and it's the halacha is usually even though the keli, the base is made by Eretz Yisrael for sure, and they take screws, but the glass is what is the main keli. In fact, the wood is not even chayav but tefillah keli. Wood, you're not chayav to do tefillah keli on wood. If you have one of these wooden, wooden whatever you call it, there's no chayav tefillah keli on a wood. The chiyuv tefillas kelim is on metal, midaraisa, and then midarabonon on glass as well. So glass requires the rabbonon. By the way, and not like the big mistake that you find, sometimes you go to the bit, I just saw it last week, where someone takes a mug, and they make a brocha, brocha to Hashem, 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 tefillas keli, do one keli, two is kelim, and they tovel it with a brocha. A mug is chinaware, it's earthenware. It's just coated the bit with glass, just to keep it together. By no way can you make a brocha on pashas. You wouldn't need to tovel it at all. The discusses the zepas and maila to tovel it, but certainly with a brocha doesn't come into question. So if you tovel a chinaware when it comes to plates or bowls or mugs, these are the popular ones. Certainly no brocha. Go on, how do you know? Oh, so really, it does take time till you work out exactly what belongs to what. Certain Pyrex dishes, it's hard to know if it's glass. They usually are glass, but you can certainly know when you go to your cupboard in your kitchen and you take out a bowl for cereal. In most cases, they are chinaware. They're not really glass at all, and they're just glazed. The post can speak about glazit. So glazit maybe is a chumrah to tovel it, but certainly don't make a brocha. This is talking about going back to the halachas of tefillas kelim in general, that. Metal with a brocha, glass with a brocha as well, the rabbonon. So to say that you don't tovel your challah board is pasha that you need tefillah. There's a shaila, how to tovel it. Do you have to dismantle the four screws and then tovel the glass, or is it better to tovel it as it is, as you use it? Matisyahu Deitch, he's got a whole tshuva in Eretz Yisrael. He's written a tshuva to explain why he believes it's kedai to tovel it as it's used, not as it's used, in the way that is used. So it's kedai to tovel while it's screwed on, even though obviously you're going to have to unscrew it to dry it because the water seeps in. It's kedai to tovel it as it is. I've mentioned to a few other rabbonim in town, they seem to agree that this is the best way forward. So it's interesting that requires tefillah, and you tovel it the way it's used. This is a very interesting, it's a new, you'll look, if you look out for it, you'll spot it. It's a new type of challah board where it's just a piece of glass on top, piece of glass on bottom, screwed together. That in the middle, the glass traps a sheet of leather, beautiful leather. That's the picture over here you see. The Chved Shabbos Kodesh V'Yom Tov. And you see two pieces of glass beneath and above, and in between is squashing a leather. Now this person who bought it, he feels very uncomfortable traveling as it is, because it's got the leather might get affected. Brand new, he's paying a lot of money for it. Brand new, start tabling it. It's a sort of smelly water. It's not so geschmack. So interesting. Oh, now this business of makna is far from poshut. It is brought down Shulchan Aruch. It's not so clear. This thing, it's not so clear. After 30 days, the Mishabura holds it belongs to you. The interesting thing over here is it could well be you can unscrew it, remove the leather, and then screw it together, and then tovel it, and then unscrew it again, and then put it back. I don't see a... Yeah, so the tovelling it in pieces is not recommended. He's got a nice rise. This is part of the tshuva of Matzis Yordait. To explain that, to tovel it in pieces is not really, is not the ideal way. The ideal way is to tovel it as it's used. And that's the way it should be done when it comes to the good old challah boards. This board, it could well be that it's okay to tovel it without the leather inside, because it's literally just a nice background to it. It could be that you don't look at it as you dismantle the whole keli. It's just you inserting a design. If you're inserting a design, could be you can get away with that. I would have thought that sounds okay. So it's just a new shaila, because it's very new on the market. You'll see.
The wood one is also for design. The main thing is...
Now, the wood one, yes.
It's all colour board, but the wood is different.
Yeah. There, it's a bit worse. It's giving you more of a structure, a base to the actual thing. That means if I were to pick up the old challah board, call it the old challah board, I look at it as new already, but the old challah board where it's got the wood at the bottom and the glass on the top, if someone were to just pick up the glass, it's on the shkepshat, the whole bottom is the whole base for it. But Shankin, this is literally just inserted as a bit of a design, that's certainly okay. It's an interesting shayla. Yeah.
Metal tray.
Good shayla. Meat board, which is made out of wood. A lot of the meatballs that you find, which are made out of wood, which has got a handle of metal, is not required. You're not b'chayv tefillah because wood is not chayv, and handles do not require tefillah just because the handle is made out of metal.
You wouldn't,
even if the meat touches the meatball, there's a whole beauty of having a meatball, there's a whole psychology behind it, why the meat looks nice on wood. But at the end of the day, wood is not chayv tefillah's kelim at all, not without a bracha garnish. So therefore, it's a chapata. Okay, so that's regarding Tfilis Kalim, and obviously you need to just get tuned in to Tfilis Kalim. We mentioned already so many times about the barbecue shayla that you buy a reusable one. Obviously you have to make sure to tovel the top part, because if it's a reusable one, what's this?
Slates, they have plates today, we should ask. Slates. Slates.
Slates for what? What do you call it?
Slates.
I don't know.
Yeah, we can't read tefillah or not.
Yeah.
What is
slates?
What's made up? Slates. Like the roof.
Yeah, I don't know what they are. I have to see them. Okay.
I have to see it.
Okay, next week we've got Shaila. It comes to the end of the year.
Okay.
Now, we'll try and get to the end of the Shaila. First, next week we've got the 9 days. If Mashiach hasn't exposed himself. And the Maisa, we have the 9 days, and especially the end of the year, where people want to show across the Torah to Rebbes, and the Shaila is in the 9 days, you want to go especially that year, maybe a child had a rough year that year, so the parent wants to go and buy a nice geschmacka thing. Is there any issue with buying a present for a teacher, the end of year present, to buy it for a teacher, Manal, anyone who's involved in episode Chinuch, or anything that you want to buy a present in the 9 days? Any issue with 9 days?
The buying or the giving?
Buy and giving, that's what they want to do. Next week they want to pass by a shop. Wednesday, I don't know, Tuesday, they're going to want to buy something and write a nice letter and give it over. Is it okay? Is it not okay?
So,
what would you say? Mishnah says it's not okay. Mishnichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha is called Simcha. We know that this year, by the way, is no Shvur Shechalboy because you have Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday. So there's no Shvur Shechalboy. There's many kulas given this year, but one kula that isn't is that this Mishnichnas Av Mamatim Besimcha is regardless whether it's Shvur Shechalboy. So the actual Simcha Shaboy, it doesn't mean that you can have Simcha next week as well because of Shvur Shechalboy. The Shvur Shechalboy doesn't affect the Simcha bit of it. But the Pesukim say that giving a present isn't included under the Simcha bit. There's a riot from the Mogen Avraham. Shabura says, brings the Mogen Avraham, he says that you're not allowed to give a present on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because if you give a present on Tisha B'Av, that's like expressing a She'elus Shalom. That's why, like, similar to saying hello, Shalom Aleichem, it's another way of giving greetings. Oh. So the Madaik from the Mishnah Berurah, that the whole issue is giving a present on Tisha B'Av. As Mashma, the other days leading up until Tisha B'Av, he didn't have a problem with that. Rafal always used to highlight this, to say that he doesn't think it's much of a problem at all giving a present to a teacher. He always used to say, obviously don't make a ganzer arrangement out of it, it's not fitting in the right time, but a regular acknowledgement of a present is absolutely fine. A right from the Mogen Avraham is quite clear-cut Mishnah Berurah. Someone asked, what's this? Someone asked today about his moustache, obviously we don't trim. Well, again, for Sfadim, then they would have the leniency for Sfadim. There's no, the only Chumrah is that on Tisha B'Av this year they can't, someone wants to tell Sfadi his jealousy, he cut his hair. All the way till Tisha B'Av. So he said, "Don't worry. When you have to get up for Slichas during Elul, you'll work out. You'll have to work out what's easier. Nishalde, it might be worth leaving your hair to grow." So he wants to know: his moustache is getting a bit longer. and it's interfering with the cholent. Yeah, so the shayla is, can he cut the moustache in the way that's above his mouth? Is that okay to cut? Mufurish mechava, that you're allowed to cut hair, which is just about the moustache area. So if you see someone taking scissors, now in the 3 weeks from the 9 days, cutting the hair of the moustache, on Tisha B'Av anyway, you're not allowed to, because you're not supposed to be eating. It might say, in the 9 days, is also okay, because anything which is ma'akiv da achila is absolutely fine. Building works is a big issue. What's this? Oh, yeah, Shah Guf also tried to be machmir, which was also a shtickle. It's a special heter regarding moustache. It's quite a unique heter. Quite a very popular shayla which people have, because nowadays it became the minhag that people buy houses, but then they do it up, and they, you know, all the rest of it. So they do up the house, and that is something which is very, very nishbatan bichlal. It's going back to the Gemara. The Gemara says mishnichnas av ma'at misimcha. What does it mean? Ma'at misimcha. If let's say someone's tempted to go to the local shop and buy himself an iced coffee, is he being over the Gemara that says mishnichnas av ma'at misimcha? Not so clear. Even if he likes the iced coffee, not so clear that's what Chazal meant. Chazal very specific about building a bias, a binyan, anything which is going to enhance your build binyan. So your starting point about renovating your house is very severe. It's starting from the Gemara. Again, even for Sfadim, it's not going to get to the Shul Shechabu. It's to do with Mishnichnas Am Mamata Mesimcha, a whole different level. And there, the only heter the Mishabura finds is that if a person started with a contractor before the 3 weeks began, then he can already use the heter of, before the 9 days, then he can use the heter that it's already became his job, and the job has already been instructed to a goyisha builder, and you can have a similar heter that you find on Shabbos in certain cases. So that would be interesting kula.
So, I've got a worker. Now, I'm wondering, can that non-Jew work the 9 days?
Yeah, so again, in your own house, it's very interesting. Someone told me he's got his own house, he's doing up his own house, and he's got the builders to work doing up the whole house. And he told me that he's got in the back, he's got a chosen color flat. You know, nowadays it's become also quite popular. You have a small little garage in the back. You change it into a chosen color, and then hopefully it brings in some income. I told him a very interesting thing, that he's got the builders are working on it. I said, if you can arrange for those 9 days that the builders should work on the chosen color flat, and then the rest of the time before the 9 days and after Tisha B'Av, they should do the rest of your house. If they can navigate that work, that during the 9 days should only do the chosen color flat, that's a big revach. Because the chosen color flat is not your personal home. You might think it is, but it's not your personal. You're intending to rent it out. Of them, the post can say that a buy-to-let house, if you buy a house to lend it out to anyone, is not, that's not included as machlokes. That's not included. We take on the kula. That's not included in the issa of building a house. You know, it's a very chomedic issa of building a house in the 9 days. You're building a house at the time when the churban habayis took place. The chazal were very bothered about that. So when it comes to building a house where it's not your own house, the buy-to-let, the post are, that's a much bigger kula that you find. Just to throw a random shayla that we had in the previous is, I'd just like to mention it again and again, because I think it just brings out how most times Chosh Mishpat follows the logic and follows the halacha and follows the law, and it's very, very clear geshmak. But the shayla that we had the other year is that when a person, a friend of mine, who borrowed a roof rack, come on, you mentioned, remember the roof rack shayla, so you've got the roof rack. He borrowed the roof rack from his, I think it was a cousin of his. Fine, can I come round to borrow roof rack? Does it fit? He worked it all out. Yeah, it fits. Very nice. At the time that he's going to get the roof rack from his cousin's back garden, so he asks his cousin, oh, this is quite a big one, can you give me a hand? So he says, sure, give me a minute, I'm coming out to give you a hand. So he gives him a hand, he picks it up, they both take one, each one of them takes one side, and then he puts it onto his car, clips it in, it takes a few minutes, and he works out. In the middle of the holiday, he goes down a area, he goes into some amusement park, all forgets all about the bar, which says, you know, dot, 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 certain amount of inches or their height, and he suddenly hears a big, big knock, and didn't take him long to realize that he's gone through an area where he thought the car would be low, and usually it's low enough, but because of the roof rack, then it's all, the hezek is outstanding, is quite clear. He looks behind him, and he sees on the floor, there's all bits and pieces over there, Baruch Hashem, his luggage is not there anymore. But the Maisa, his roof rack, about £200 piece roof rack, is not here. It's not a gear. It's not easy. He had to pay money to get rid of it. The Maisa, what would you say? What would you say to this person? He's borrowed. He's like, I want my roof back. This is £200. What would you say? Is it chayav or not? Logic tells you.
It is.
What's this? Very good. Shoel pays onus. Logic tells you now. Pialocha. Shoel pays onus. That's my first Mishnah. You're quoting a Mishnah. Very good. However, so Shoel, again, we're talking about Shoel. A Shoel is a person who borrows. He accepts all liability on him. And excellent. Usually a Shoel is chayv, but there's one hitch over here. This is a nightmare. It's a nightmare of Alocha. Ba'il of Imoy is a Mefurish apostle in Ba'il of Imoy lo yishalim is a Gezer Sakosov. That if at the time that you borrow the product from your lender helps you, does epa something, either helps you with the actual product he lent you, or with something else, the Gemara speaks about all these different cases, then you become potter. There's no logic at all, it's faket. He's one bad thing that he's lent you something. And look, he's even done to you another tova, and because he's done the other tova, he becomes potter even now. The person will say it can't be pshia. So as long as he wasn't pshia, he was sitting in his car in good faith, he thought, you know, he's going to have a good time, and the next thing he knows is that his roof rack is on the floor. The halacha is that it's taka mefurish potter. It's a shunadig halacha. Very few halachas is halacha shtikla halacha mishmisi. It's a mefurish potter that says you're potter. Is it called a pashia? That's the shaila. Is it called pashia that he's not? Listen, we know what life's all about. He's running about. He's acting in good faith. Yeah, he's a shtikla. Listen, he's got his children nagging him in the back for another packet. He's run out of packets, so it's sometimes tricky, very hard to justify. It's hard to know if it's called Shia. It's not so clear it's called Shia. I tell you, I had this Shaila when I was a bocher. I was 18 years old at the time, and I went to Eretz Yisrael by myself, and I met someone who gave me a bottle of whiskey. So he gave me a bottle of whiskey. Can I take it over the security, I don't know, apparently you're only allowed to have one bottle, two bottles. You wanted me to take a bottle. Okay, so, young boy, what do you take a bottle with? And then, on the other side, they stopped me. So, a young boy, by myself. So I put my suitcase, my hand luggage on the side. And then he says, open it. So, open, he looks at it. And then he says, fine, you can go, lech, you can go. You know, that aggressive way of saying lech, you know. So I was very, very nervous. So lech means you go. So I just took the handle without realizing that I forgot to zip the suitcase, a small hand luggage. Yeah, so then I schlepped it out. I was a bit nervous, the whole thing, customs, not customs, I don't know what I was doing. I didn't know any word or anything like that. And the maisa, the whole bottle of whiskey is on the floor. Oh. And it wrecked my Mishnah Berurah. Till now, my Mishnah Berurah Chela Beis smells of whiskey. Okay, so now my part of the shaila was that he's damaged me. Because all my whiskey, my tefillin, I had to get new straps for my tefillin because it's strength of whiskey. The guy says that, so I'm claiming him that he should pay me. He's telling me that where's my bottle of whiskey? The man said we took it to a very chosh of a dine in London. It's for another time, maybe another shit. I'll have to go.